With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. School is open for students at St. Joseph's Catholic High School today. They were sent home early yesterday after a bomb threat. Windsor police looked around and gave the all clear. Fourplexes won't go in Tecumseh neighborhoods without your say. Mayor Gary McNamara says accepting $4.4 million from the Federal Housing Accelerator Fund won't change the process.
The status quo has to change, and we have to look at other opportunities to be able to build. But again, it's a process that has to be followed. There's no such thing as we're going to circumvent all of the bylaws and the official plans of the town. That's not going to happen.
Deputy Mayor Joe Bacchetti wants to hold public meetings.
We have to have amendments to the official plan, zoning bylaws, and those meetings are going to be held in a public session, and council at the time will have to make a decision in terms of moving forward, in terms of, you know, rezoning all residential areas as 4 units as a right.
He plans to introduce a notice of motion at the next council meeting. Windsor police have released descriptions of 2 suspects wanted after a home invasion on Monday night. The 2 forced their way into a home on Aspen Shore Avenue, pointed a gun at a 72-year-old man and shoved his wife. Fortunately, their injuries were minor. Those descriptions are at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Police have arrested a 4th 14-year-old after an attack at a bus stop on Howard Avenue. A 16-year-old was waiting for a bus on March 9th when a group of teens assaulted him. Police are still looking for other suspects, too. A London woman is dead after a roadside robbery in Mexico. Gabrielle Chart has been living in Mexico for almost a decade. She was driving back to Canada with her 4 dogs and cat. The CBC says a male friend who made the trip with her was also shot, and he's in the hospital. The feds have introduced legislation to update the Canada Elections Act. The Canadian Press says if it passes, you'll have 3 days to vote instead of 1, and you can cast your ballot anywhere in your riding. It would also bring in on-site voting for those in long-term care homes and make a campus voting program permanent. NDP MP Daniel Blakey says many Canadians are struggling to balance work and family, as well as getting to polling stations. And Liberal MP Anthony Housefather hasn't ruled out crossing the floor to the Conservatives. CTV News says he hasn't officially talked to the Tories about it yet. He and 2 other Liberal MPs voted against a motion that originally called on Canada to recognize the state of Palestine. 7-3 for the Leafs over the Capitals. Toronto beat Boston 1-0 in women's hockey. The Jays lost to the Braves 10-9, while the Tigers won 12-3 against the Twins. A 123-89 loss for the Raptors to the Kings, and the Pistons fell 122-103 to the Pacers. We'll get sun and cloud, maybe flurries today and up to 3. Snow overnight tonight, -4, and snow tomorrow and 3. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.